The music you hear on our program, both the short bursts and the long features, is only a very small percentage of the music we get in the mail every week. It's the job of our music director, Ned Wharton, to separate the gold from the dross, and he returns to this side of the microphone for his occasional review of new and notable CDs. Welcome back, Ned.
Thanks, Leanne.
You know, sometimes a band will be a little shameless. This first recording we're going to hear arrived unsolicited in the mail. And Ned, identify the band for us and the song.
Well, the band is called Dr. Isosceles from North Adams, Massachusetts. The CD is called 8 Cents Is Your Birthday, and here's a song called Moving Some Units.
I would like to talk to, if I could choose anyone talking today. I'm thinking of Leanne, that's Leanne Hansen. She likes musicians who play fine, but if I could really...
I couldn't believe that when I first heard it.
Well, the lyrics go on to sing the praises of Terry Gross, how cool a spot on her show would look on their resume.
Well, I said it was shameless promotion, and guess what? It worked.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad band. Pretty good rock and roll.
What else do you have?
Well, here's something from Norway. This is from trumpeter Nils Petter Molvær.
Sounds a little like Miles, maybe a little Don Cherry.
Yeah, absolutely. And the influence I also hear is from John Hassell, one of my favorite trumpeters. And he used to marry this kind of breathy tone with these jungly atmospherics. But you know, what really gives this CD an exciting edge are the beats behind it, those creative samples and loops underneath his lyrical playing. The CD is called Solid Ether, and it's just been released on ECM Records. You know, I gotta say, Leanne, this is one of the most un-ECM-like releases I've heard from that label.
What do you mean?
Well, when I think of ECM, I think of Keith Jarrett, the sort of sparse, glassy stuff, kind of like early Gary Burton, Chick Corea. Now, their recordings are really very avant-garde at the same time, but this seems to be a new direction for the label, really pushing an unusual hip-hop, rock-oriented side. Now, if ECM took this tack to an extreme, here's another group that just might be prime for that label. Well, actually, in all fairness, this group really doesn't need a label like ECM. They're already on a terrific label out of Chicago called Thrill Jockey. This group, Tortoise, has really defined the Thrill Jockey aesthetic over the years. It's great avant-rock stuff on this new one called Standards. Now, I'm not really sure what kind of standards we're talking about here, but the tunes are sort of hummable enough. Maybe we're talking standards of the future. But anyway, their use of sound is just striking. They seem to be fans of distortion, and you can hear that in the drums in the background of this track. Now, here's another cut that has this marvelous moment of transformation in it. Now, just hang with these sounds for a minute. They're a little intense, and let's hear what happens. Thank you.
see what you mean by intense, but they did pull out the melody at the end. The CD is by Tortoise. It's called Standards, and it's one of music director Ned Wharton's picks. Today, what's next?
Well, here's a singer who appeared on this program several years ago.
And tight, you can have the upper hand, and I'll pretend to understand why it came to this. How it came from there to here, how we muddied what seemed clear. Are we just doomed from the start, undermined by simple hearts? And why it come to this?
This is Jonathan Brook. Remember her? She and Jennifer Kimball were in a duet known as The Story, which dissolved in 1994. They both went on to solo careers. Now, Jonathan's new CD, Steady Pull, is on her own label, Bad Dog Records. It's just really a strong CD, and in this cut, she sings a duet with another artist who's appeared on this show before, Neil Finn.
'Cause you take me to the window, love, and you leave the light on. Take off my uniform and say, baby, put this new dress. Baby, put this new dress on.
Really pretty compositions. That's Jonathan Brook. She's actually in the midst of a solo tour right now, playing mostly dates at Borders bookstores. This week she's in Boston, New York, Washington, and Chicago, and there are plans for a tour with the full band later this spring. From that painfully shy guitarist Bill Frisell. But you know, his axe just speaks volumes. This guy can coax the most extraordinary sounds out of those six strings. The CD is called Blues Dream. It's on Nonesuch Records, and it's a set of 18 tunes commissioned by the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis, a collection of miniatures and some musical portraits of friends, including this one of bassist and Miles Davis alum Ron Carter.
The tune is called Ron Carter. It's by guitarist Bill Frisell from his new CD on Nonesuch, Blues Dream, another of Ned Wharton's selections. And see, we're down to the final track, and it looks like it's from Ron Carter himself.
Yep. I included this one also because Valentine's Day is coming up. People are planning romantic dinners. Now, this one from Ron Carter might set the perfect tone. It's lush. There are some Latin-flavored numbers on it, like this one by Jobim called Corcovado. Ron Carter. His new CD is called When Skies Are Gray. It's on Blue Note. Carter's playing with pianist Stephen Scott, drummer Harvey Mason, and percussionist Steve Kroon.
Ned Wharton is music director of our program. You can go to the Weekend Edition Sunday webpage at npr.org and click on Director's Cuts for information on the music we've just heard, as well as other music heard on the show. Thanks a lot, Ned.
My pleasure, Leanne.